Opera legend Marilyn Horn returned to her hometown of Bradford on Saturday, May 6th, for the dedication of a museum that bears her name. WPSU's Christine Allen was there.
Marilyn Horn was the first artist to be officially named a legend by the Metropolitan Opera Guild. She has 4 Grammy Awards, a National Medal of the Arts, and many other honors from around the world. All through a 4.5-decade globe-trotting opera career, Marilyn Horn always had a great affection for her hometown of Bradford, and now a vast collection of her archives is located there. Horn and her family gathered in Bradford Saturday for the dedication of the Marilyn Horn Museum at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford.
Gratitude is not enough. Thanks is not enough. Is there a bigger word that I can think of? Overwhelmed.
At the podium, the 83-year-old Horn shared memories of her childhood in Bradford, where she lived until age 11.
I remember the spring for the fact that we suddenly had decent weather and we could go out into the woods and start picking the crocuses and the leeks, of course.
Bradford holds an annual festival devoted to leeks. After thanking everyone involved in the museum, Horn sang to the crowd a little song about Bradford that she said her mother taught her.
To the county of McKean, to the state of Pennsylvania.
In a room near Pitt Bradford's Bromley Family Theater, Horn munched on some fresh veggies and chatted about her career, which started very early during a childhood spent singing in Bradford.
My earliest memory, I was about 4. You know, in my mind, I can see the trees and the picnic benches and things.
It was the 1930s. Horn remembers singing all by herself for the crowd at a fundraiser for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
And I remember what I got paid. 1 lime soda.
Oh, well, that was a lot when you're that age.
Probably. I'm sure I was happier to get that than anything.
Her parents taught Horn to sing from a very young age. Soon she and her older sister Gloria were a Bradford singing sensation, the Horn sisters.
And my dad, who was, you know, always the soloist around Bradford and everybody hired him and loved him, and he then started pushing us. He said, no, you don't want me. You want my daughters.
And when she was 11, Horn's family moved to Los Angeles to further her career. She did a lot of background singing in movies in those days. Then in college, she set her sights on becoming an opera star.
I was either a freshman or a sophomore at USC in California.
And the next year, you landed Carmen Jones, the singing role.
Actually, you're right. 20 years old. Yeah.
Love's a baby that grows up wild, and he don't do what you want him to.
Carmen Jones is a 1954 film using music from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen. It starred Harry Belafonte and Dorothy Dandridge, for whom a young Marilyn Horn dubbed the sultry singing voice.
The Carmen Jones was just something that came up because I did a lot of background music from the time I was 12 when we got to California. You know, when you hear a chorus going, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, that was us.
Once Horn stepped onto the opera stage, though, the oohs and ahs started to come from the audience. And she got there with a world-class voice and a bit of chutzpah. She had sung major roles with many opera houses before the Metropolitan Opera booked her. So when the Met came calling, she didn't take the smaller roles they first offered.
I did not. No, I wanted to go in as a star. I had already sung at La Scala by the time I made my Met debut, you know, so I was by then being choosy.
In 1960, Marilyn Horn made her Met opera debut, singing a major mezzo-soprano role, the lower voice here, in the opera Norma with star soprano Joan Sutherland.
That was the right role also. Just a perfect part for somebody to come in and make a big impression and not have the weight of the opera on your shoulders.
Horn's career continued to soar from there. She became one of the foremost singers of operas by Gioachino Rossini, starting with Semiramide, which she sang at Carnegie Hall in 1964.
The audience was delirious, you know, throwing roses.
The ovation Horn and Sutherland got just after their first duet lasted 15 minutes.
Because that has even more extended music for the two women to sing together. And there was something about Joan and my voices, we went together like that.
Talent and spunk of this leading lady is reflected in the new museum in Bradford that bears her name. The Marilyn Horn Museum is housed in Marilyn Horn Hall on a street named Marilyn Horn Way. The museum is part of the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford.
Well, welcome to the Marilyn Horn Museum. Of course, Marilyn Horn was born here in Bradford in 1934. These are pictures from when she was both in Bradford. Growing up and in California.
Rhett Kennedy is my tour guide at the museum. There are photographs printed onto the walls. Horn tells stories of her life in short videos, and there are scenes from her performances. The pièces de résistance are the costumes, gorgeous replicas of costumes Horn wore at the Metropolitan Opera. The museum has interactive elements, too. On one touch screen, anyone can create your own mini opera video, selecting basic set elements and costumes. And then there's the opera quiz. Even for an opera aficionado, it's pretty challenging. Then you can relax in a cushy seat and watch a film about Marilyn Horn.
In the rear of the museum, there's a 30-seat theater.
The theater looks like the Metropolitan Opera House on the outside and like La Fenice, a theater in Venice, on the inside.
So you can see two of her favorite places to perform when you're at the museum.
At age 83, Marilyn Horn is still teaching and giving masterclasses around the world. She's working to prepare the next generation of opera singers. Maybe she'll teach a singer from a small town who'll one day get his or her own museum, too. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.